In this tutorial, we will review the basic configuration of the sidebar and the bookmark toolbar. The bookmark toolbar gives you the ability to easily navigate to areas of Meta that you frequently access. It can be set up individually per user. It can be set up individually per user, and it can provide configurable macros that save time in completing common tasks. The bookmark toolbar gives you the ability to easily navigate to areas of Meta that you frequently access. It can be set up individually per user, and it can provide configurable macros that will save time in completing common tasks. It can be set up individually per user, and it can provide configurable macros that will save time in completing common tasks. The toolbar can be configured with different bookmarks for the specific area of Meta where they will be most useful. The sidebar is designed to utilize the extra space that exists on the right side of widescreen laptops and desktop monitors. The sidebar, like the bookmark toolbar, can be set up per individual user. Many of the Meta screens can have links and information placed on the sidebar that will be beneficial to that particular screen. Please note that due to programming considerations, not all of the choices will be available on all of the sidebar screens. The items available at individual screens have been pre-selected based on their overall usefulness and practicality. The bookmark toolbar can be set up within specific areas by clicking on the hammer and wrench icon on the right side of the bookmark line. Or through medical records by setting up the bookmark links in the My Preferences area. For this tutorial example, we will be setting up bookmarks from within a progress note. It is important that when you set up bookmark toolbars, It is important that when you set up your bookmark toolbars, that you determine the most usable functions that will be beneficial to the screen you are in. The toolbar should help to minimize the amount of clicks needed to access areas that would be referenced frequently. The toolbar should help to minimize the amount of clicks needed to access areas that would be referenced frequently. At the Bookmark Links setup screen, the available column on the left will list every link option that can be placed on the toolbar at that screen. To add a link to the bookmark toolbar, simply click over the option needed, and you will notice it appear in the selected column to the right. You should also notice the link will immediately appear at the toolbar. These changes will be active for use as soon as the check mark at the setup screen is clicked on. The order in which the bookmarks are displayed on the toolbar can be adjusted by highlighting the link desired. Please note that if more links are added than can fit on the screen, a link labeled More will be appear on the right end of the toolbar. Clicking on this link will allow you to view the remaining bookmarks. You can unselect items that were previously selected. You can unselect items that were previously selected by double-clicking over them. You can unselect items that were previously selected by double clicking over them or by highlighting them in the selected column and clicking the unselect button. You will also have the ability to edit any of the selected links as well. Simply highlight the link that you wish to edit and click the edit button. A pop-up will appear with a few options to customize the link. The display name field can be modified to indicate how the link will appear on the toolbar. The tooltip will display when you hover over the bookmark link. This will also be the voice command. This will also be the voice command you will use if your office uses the Dragon speech recognition software. The website address links will offer an additional URL field to enter the website address that will be accessed when the bookmark is clicked on. Some of the bookmark links will have an advanced option set up at the edit pop-up. These advanced options can enable you to perform several different tasks in one click. Once the bookmark toolbar is set up, you have the ability to copy this configuration to other areas by clicking on the Advanced Setup and Copy button. If you prefer to set up the bookmark configurations at all of the screens, simply click the Select All button, and when the Copy button is pressed, the log will appear and show the bookmarks that the copy. If you prefer to set up the bookmark configuration at all of the screens, simply click the Select All button, and when the copy button is pressed, the log will appear and show the bookmarks that were copied to each screen. Please note that only the bookmarks that are available at that Please note that only the bookmarks that are available at the specific screen will be copied. Please note that only the bookmarks that are available at the specific screen will be copied. Transition. The Medint sidebar, like the bookmark toolbar. The Medint sidebar, like the bookmark toolbar. The Medint sidebar, like the bookmark toolbar, is set up per individual user. The Medint sidebar, like the bookmark toolbar, is set up per individual user and can be configured differently by the specific screen. The Medint sidebar, like the bookmark toolbar, is set up per individual user and can be configured differently by the specific screen. You can configure the sidebar for the screen you are in by clicking on the hammer and wrench icon in the bottom right-hand corner. You can configure the sidebar for the screen you are in by clicking on the hammer and wrench icon in the bottom right corner of the screen. You can configure the sidebar for the screen you are in by clicking on the hammer and wrench icon at the You can configure the sidebar for the screen you are in by clicking on the hammer and wrench icon in the bottom right corner of the screen. The sidebar setup screen will look very similar to the bookmark toolbar setup area. The sidebar setup screen will look very similar to the bookmark toolbar setup area. The sidebar setup screen will look very similar to the bookmark toolbar setup area. You can select from the list of available options in the column on the left, and when an item is selected, it will appear in the column on the right. Each of the options available at the sidebar are customizable. Each of the options available on the sidebar are customizable. Each of the options available on the sidebar are customizable. To set your own preferences, highlight a selected option. To set your own preferences, highlight a selected option and click the Edit button. To set your own preferences, highlight a selected option and click the Edit button. The options will have different editing abilities depending on their purpose. You should review the customizations. You should review the customizations available in each to determine the format that will be most beneficial for you. You should review the customizations available in each to determine the format that will be most beneficial to you. Once you have modified the sidebar to the settings you prefer, you can copy this configuration to any of the other areas where the sidebar is offered. Click the Advanced Setup and Copy button. Click the Advanced Setup and Copy button in the top left corner and select from the list of individual screens. Click the Advanced Setup and Copy button in the top left corner and select from the list of individual screens. If you prefer to copy this setup to all of the areas available, click the Select All button, and the areas will be highlighted in blue. If you prefer to copy this setup to all of the areas available, click the Select All button, and the areas will be highlighted in blue. Click the Copy button when you are sure that you want to set these changes. Click the Copy button when you are sure that you want to set these changes. Click the copy button. Click the copy button when you are sure that you want to set. Click the copy button when you are sure you want to set these changes. Please note that only the items available in the specific area will be copied, and any previous configurations that were set up will be overwritten when this is completed. Click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen to return and review your customized settings. This concludes the Bookmark Toolbar and Sidebar Overview video tutorial. This concludes the Bookmark Toolbar and Sidebar Overview video tutorial.